It's time for the Rock Report on 106.5 The Buzz.
Brought to you by Charter Communications, I'm Otto. AC/DC's plans to record a new album will apparently continue to move forward. Fansite ACDCFans.net reported the band has chosen Brendan O'Brien to act as producer of the project. The super producer was last used by the band in 2008 for the Black Ice album. Additional reports say the band's gear has arrived at the Warehouse Studios in Vancouver, where the band reportedly will be working from May through July. As far as who'd be taking over for Malcolm Young, after widespread reports last month that he'd be stepping down from the group due to an undisclosed illness, there are rumors of the band having enlisted Stevie Young, nephew of Angus and Malcolm. According to the Pulse of Radio, a fan named Jeff Lorenz posted a photo he took of the group in Vancouver, saying that Stevie was visible in the picture. The photo has since been removed from Twitter. Stevie Young previously played with AC/DC once before in 1988 on tour while Malcolm was dealing with alcohol dependency. There's no confirmation from the band on that. Though an official timeline is yet to be revealed for a new album, it is tentatively expected to arrive before the end of the year. Black Label Society's Zach Wilde's Blue Bullseye Gibson LP custom guitar has been recovered after being stolen off his bus in Chicago in March. The guitar turned up at Royal Pawn, the Chicago pawn shop that is the setting of True TV's Hardcore Pawn Chicago reality show. Owners told the Chicago Tribune that a man came in to sell the guitar March 24th. An employee paid around $50 for the instrument. It then sat in the storage at the pawn shop for the legally required 30-day period. Eventually, owners realized the guitar was likely to be more valuable than initially realized, so it was taken to the Chicago Music Exchange, where staff quickly identified it as Wilde's stolen guitar. Wilde tweeted out a thank you to everyone involved in the recovery. Wilde's manager noted the guitar has not yet been returned to the rocker as of this date. Seether has announced that their next studio album will be called Isolate and Medicate and will be released July 1st. The band has also said the first single will be Words as Weapons, which is currently available as a free download from the band's website. You can find a link back to that in the Rock Report blog. And the doctor who treated Slipknot bass player Paul Gray in the days before his 2010 death was acquitted on 7 counts of involuntary manslaughter Friday afternoon. Des Moines pain management specialist Daniel Baldy was accused of causing the deaths of Gray and 8 others by careless prescription habits. Jurors deliberated for 2 hours before finding Baldy not guilty. Baldy's lawyer contended that none of the patients in question died from overdosing on the drugs that the doctor himself had prescribed. Baldy still faces several civil lawsuits, as well as administrative charges from the Iowa Board of Medicine, which could still cost him his medical license. And that is the Rock Report, brought to you by Charter Communications. For these stories and more, including audio, video, and links, go to the Rock Report blog, 106.5thebuzz.com.